Every great microarchitecture starts with great semiconductor technology, and it's one of the things that we're most proud of at Intel. All of our new Core microarchitecture-based processors will be fabricated this year in our high-volume 65-nanometer technology. This is a technology that's proven in volume production at four fabs around the world, and something we're very confident in. It's a terrific technology for designing a next-generation microprocessor. It gives us 20% better transistor performance, and it gives us 30% lower switching power, which is key to maintaining that energy efficiency metric that I mentioned earlier. Now, we believe we're over a year ahead of the competition in delivering 65-nanometer technology, and we'll continue to invest in that technology and bring more fabs online this year. Starting in the second half of next year, we'll move to 45-nanometer technology, and we're making excellent progress here. You may have seen the recent announcement of the 70 megabyte static RAM fabricated in our 45-nanometer technology. This is usually the first test vehicle, the major test vehicle, in a new technology, and this device has given us great confidence in the success and the promise of 45-nanometer technology. It'll give us bigger caches, it'll give us smaller cores, it'll allow us to put more cores on a single die. And I'd like to call your attention to one of the Tech Insights sessions that'll be taught by Intel fellow Paolo Gargini. He'll go into great depth in terms of process technology and the evolution of Moore's Law. Now, there are hundreds of innovations in the core microarchitecture that are incorporated in this family of processors I've just described, but I want to take this morning, in the limited time I have, to really highlight five key ones. They're all involved with balancing performance with greater energy efficiency. We continue to have to make that trade-off. The first of these are changes to the instruction pipeline itself. We've widened the execution pipeline so we can complete four instructions in a single clock. And that has given us the ability to get more done in a single cycle. And by doing it in fewer cycles, we actually consume less energy. We've continued to refine the 14-stage pipeline, evolving from Core Duo, and to microfusion, the ability to combine pairs of microinstructions into a single microinstruction and execute that in a single cycle in the pipeline. We're announcing today the addition of macrofusion, where we can actually take two Intel architecture instructions, now I'm talking about high-level instructions, and combine them into a single instruction and execute that in a single clock. For example, compare and jump becomes a single instruction in the pipeline and is executed quickly and efficiently. The next feature I want to talk about is the improvements to the SSE family of instructions. Now, some of these instructions in the past have executed in a single cycle, but not all of them. And today we're announcing that all of the processors featuring core microarchitecture will execute the entire family of SSE instructions in a single cycle. And this is going to offer important performance improvements for those applications in video, in audio, and digital photography, wherever media processing is required. Now, to minimize memory traffic, we've incorporated an advanced L2 cache architecture. Not only does this cache structure feature reduced power levels, it provides significant improvements in the access time to cache, so the processor spends less time waiting, and it allows for the efficient sharing of information between the processors. So when they have to exchange data, let's say you have two threads, each one running on one of the cores, and they have shared data, and they need to exchange that shared data between them, it takes place efficiently and quickly in this shared cache structure. We've even gone to the extent of giving the cache the ability to serve one processor in entirety. By that I mean, if one processor should happen to go idle, which certainly may occur in a mobile platform, where let's say we're just waiting for the user to click the mouse. The other processor has access to the entire cache. So we're not partitioning the cache in some way. It's not private to an individual processor. That full L2 cache becomes shared across all the processors. The next capability is an improved set of prefetch algorithms. So previous generation processors have used prefetch as a way to bring data into the cache in anticipation of what the cores will need. We've developed an improved set of algorithms that will make that significantly more efficient. And beyond that, we've added additional flexibility in the way loads and stores are ordered as they're sent to memory. We're now able to bring loads above stores. Now, that can be dangerous if the loads and the stores are touching the same memory location. But through hardware techniques, we're able to detect that conflict and resolve it and allow those instructions to proceed. So that gives us a better capability of ordering loads and stores, improving energy efficiency, and improving performance at the same time. Now, designs such as this, have to manage power aggressively. And we've used the technique known as power gating throughout the core microarchitecture. Power gating lets us shut down various portions of the chip, sections of logic that aren't needed at a particular instance to support instruction execution. And we've done this quite extensively. And in another one of the technical insights that I mentioned earlier, this one hosted by senior fellow and Digital Enterprise Group CTO Steve Pulowski, as well as Intel fellow Offrey Wexler, they'll go into this kind of capability in much greater detail, and you'll have the opportunity to learn exactly how we implement these sophisticated forms of power management. Well, okay, nice set of technical features, but what does it really mean? What's the ultimate impact of all this technical sophistication on developers and users? Let me start with the Merome processor for mobile systems. Here we expect to see a very handsome gain in performance over Core Duo systems while retaining the same great battery life. So again, we're staying on that energy efficient line I showed you earlier, you know, consuming just about the same amount of energy per instruction, but delivering more performance in mobile platforms and giving you excellent battery life. It gets more exciting as we move core microarchitecture to the desktop. Conroe is the desktop processor based on core microarchitecture, and it features more than a 40% improvement in performance with a 40% reduction in power. Now you're really beginning to get a feel for the capability, the potential of this new microarchitecture, energy efficiency and high performance. Well, like the man says, you ain't heard nothing yet. Woodcrest is the server processor based on core microarchitecture. It sees an 80% improvement in performance and a 35% reduction in power. So this just seems to get better and better as we look at each class of system. And you'll have the opportunity to see these systems in operation. As I said, Pat will be here in a little bit to show you these systems. You'll see the actual performance. You'll see the actual power levels. You get a first-hand glimpse at the potential of this new microarchitecture.